Radio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
It was a night full of Sean P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy, Sean John. I don't know. He was the guest star on Monday Night Raw. And this is the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Oh, things happened tonight. Oh my goodness, things happened tonight. There were weddings, there were nuts in a jar, there was even a demon. Oh my Jesus. What was the show? What was it? There was a goat.
There was a goat as well. We'll talk.
We can't forget the goat.
No, we really can't forget about the goat as well. So, this show, as always, is brought to you by GirlWork.net and Wrestling Figure. Once again, go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Let's start with the wedding. Shall we?
Wedding in quotations.
The celebration of love, I think they called it.
The reception.
The reception for Rusev and Lana. Rusev getting a lot of mileage out of his wedding suit.
He is.
And Lana in her very white dress.
That was very short. She gave us a little sneak peek of what was under the dress.
She did, and we were all thankful for that.
Yes, we were.
And we had all that, and they were talking. They were talking about vows and everything. Lana is Rusev's princess and all that fun stuff. And then, eventually Roman Reigns came out. And it's like, could have came out like 5 minutes earlier, because this thing was dragging a little bit.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it was what it was. So Rusev got interrupted by Roman. Roman, came out to be, the best man to deliver a toast. And instead, he didn't want to hear the toast, so he gave him, challenged him. To U.S. title match at SummerSlam. Rusev said no, and then they fought, and then Rusev got shoved into Lana, and wouldn't you know it, when there's cake in a ring, someone eats some cake. And it was Lana who ate some cake, and she was not happy about eating the cake.
She didn't eat it, she went face first into it.
Well, yeah, she was all covered in cake.
I hate it when a good cake goes to waste.
Cake.
I really do.
The champagne,
which I don't think was real, I think it was cider, but still. Roman, you do not waste champagne like that. You don't just pour it everywhere, dude.
Well, it's Roman Reigns. He's not an expert at that.
He's not an expert at that, but anybody knows you pour the glass, you lift it up so it doesn't spill, you pour another glass, you lift it up so it doesn't spill.
Pinky.
I'm sure he understands how to pour a drink.
Pinky's out when you do it.
Pinky, no, not when you pour, it's when you drink.
When you drink,
you
when you drink, yeah.
Per Mark Manners.
Per Mark Manners, yes. So, it was a thing. Afterwards, we had them backstage, and Foley eventually would make the match for Rusev and Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. It's what you expected. We're getting the match.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a convoluted way to set it up, but they set it up all the same.
Pretty much. Also on this show, Sasha Banks took on Dana Brooke after she went into Mick Foley's office and was worried about Dana Brooke being involved at SummerSlam, so she wanted a handicap match. But Foley said, no, here's what I'll do for you. If you beat Dana Brooke, then she's banned. If you lose to Dana Brooke, then it is indeed a handicap match. And, thankfully, Sasha Banks easily, easily took care of Dana Brooke.
Yes, she did. This was quick, simple, to the point. Charlotte was not happy.
Charlotte was not happy whatsoever. Also on this show, we had Sheamus and Cesaro again, with Cesaro picking up the victory.
Sheamus has been fired up lately. Like, Conor McGregor kind of sort of pissed him off a little bit.
Yeah, he did. Darren Young beat Titus O'Neil in 2 minutes with a handful of tights.
It was a match.
Dudley Boyz took on Neville and Sin Cara, who was the mystery partner, and Neville and Sin Cara win.
So help me God, if you break up the Dudley Boyz and you give us another Reverend D-Von, I'm going to be so pissed.
No, hopefully we do not get that. Hopefully we do not get that. Braun Strowman beat Jarrell Nelson.
Bye, Jarrell.
Who was interviewed backstage and had no words. He was scared.
As he should be.
And he tried to run away from it all.
Smart. Smart man.
So, yeah, Braun won.
Godspeed, Jarrell. Godspeed.
Enzo Amore and Cass came out. They talked a lot about John Bon Jericho. Jericho came out. I should say Enzo brought up a lot of Guns N' Roses and different musical acts. Well, Jericho came up with Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart.
Go, Jericho, go.
He brought out his man, Kevin Owens, who has his back, because they're now close like Canadian brothers.
Right.
Cass called them Bert and Ernie. Jericho then, you know, Owens was getting up in Cass's face, says he doesn't like Enzo. And, you know, he would do something about it, and, you know, he doesn't care if you're 7 foot tall, I'm going to hurt you. But then he backed down and said Jericho's going to do it. And then Jericho was going to get up in Cass' face, but no, he wasn't talking about Cass, he was talking about Enzo, the hip-hop hobbit, and then they're gonna fight over it, which they did. It was Enzo and Jericho, and in disqualification when Cass had enough and attacked Jericho, and in DQ, we then had the challenge for SummerSlam, it'll be Owens and Jericho versus Big Cass and Enzo at SummerSlam, which will be fun.
This is a fun segment, Open Raw. You know, Enzo, Cass are always on point. Kevin and Jericho together, very entertaining. We get a nice match for SummerSlam. The match between Jericho and Enzo was fun. I mean, this was a very, very nice, solid opener to Raw.
Yeah, well,
I liked it.
I thought it was good. We had Seth Rollins, and he talked up about being the man. He was the Jared Leto to his Heath Ledger. He talked about Finn Balor, and said Finn's not even his real name. Finn Balor's not his real name. And then, you know, he's the
okay,
demon.
Seth, because, you know, you're real name is not Seth either, but anyway, go on.
You know, he's the Demon King, and then that makes himself the Rambo Apocalypse, so we now know Rollins is the Rambo Apocalypse.
Or he wishes.
He wishes, or that's the name of his thing. You never know.
Is it big enough?
I don't know. Rollins says he doesn't have to surround himself with myths and legends and pop and circumstance. Rollins says he is the myth, the legend, and the man. 20 years from now, parents will tell stories of him. Says he will add to his legend at SummerSlam by beating Balor as the first to become the first ever Universal Champion. Good promo by Seth, but we had a great promo by Finn, and he talked about, gave basically a backstory on his name and everything. And we got a tease of the Demon King.
We did get a tease of the Demon King. He was on his throne. Finn Balor cut a hell of a promo. We're gonna get the Demon at SummerSlam. They're not gonna wait for it. I'm excited.
I'm excited for that one. I was a little surprised during the Rollins interview that Finn didn't come out, but now I know why. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's like you let Seth be the cocky heel. He had his say. He took shots at Balor, and then Balor comes back in turn, and he's like, yeah, you did. You so did.
We had a nice history of Brock and Randy Orton. Brock returns next week. And then we had Gallows and Anderson talk to us about ring post-itis.
Oh my God.
And they talked about Biggie's balls and nuts and all that fun stuff.
They had them in a jar.
They did. And it's all Anderson, or I should say Gallows beat Kofi Kingston.
And there was a near miss where Kofi almost joined Biggie on the couch holding his you-know-what.
Yeah.
But Xavier made the save, so his at least one other partner in crime is safe from ring postitis for the time being. But this is obviously leading to New Day versus Gallows and Anderson for the tag titles.
And then it brought us to our main event, which featured Mick Foley and Daniel Bryan. So Foley and Bryan were out there, and they took some jabs at each other's show, and all that fun stuff, and taking shots at the Universal title, and how, you know, he called it the Intergalactical, or the Interspecies title of the galaxy, or whatever it was. then Rusev came out, and he was sucking up to Foley, and that, which Brian pointed out. Cesaro came out, and Brian said, you know, he's being underutilized, and he was just stirring the pot. And Sheamus wanted a U.S. title shot. And Cesaro questioned if Foley was a man of his word. And Foley said, okay, he is. Reigns gets his shot at SummerSlam, but it will be Cesaro versus Rusev. Right here, right now, in the main Raw.
To which I asked, we're doing this now?
We're doing this now. We're doing this live.
Right now?
Right here, right now. Which brought us to the match, Cesaro and Rusev for the United States Championship.
This is just a little... I don't know. It's just... What was the point of Foley and Bryan other than to take shots at each other?
I really don't know. This is supposed to be a brand split. I get it. I get it for the Olympics, but there was really no point of having Daniel Bryan on the show.
There was no need. Other than for Foley to call Bryan out on his comments about the title, which is like, okay, fine, that's valid, but it's just like, what was the point of that?
One, why is it the main event segment? And two, why couldn't we have done this like 15 minutes earlier?
Right? And made the women's match longer. Or made this match longer. You know, it's like, I guess I don't understand the point of it other than ratings. Like, I get it. Bryan is ratings. That's fine. But it's just, to me, it's like, that was a lot of this Raw. It's like, what was the point of that? What was the point?
Oh, yeah. We should also mention that before we talk about the main event, Goldust and R-Truth met Scooby-Doo.
Because movie comes out tomorrow. Scooby-Doo. And I forget the title. But go watch it. It has The Undertaker. It stars The Undertaker and his obsession with puppets.
And the curse of the speed demon.
Thank you. Yeah. But The Undertaker has an obsession with puppets. Just think about that. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Taker is obsessed with puppets, and Sheamus has a sword.
But back to this main event.
A big, giant, sharp sword that comes out of nowhere.
Anyway, back to this match. So... they were having a pretty good match. Sheamus comes down, distracts Cesaro. Didn't work the first time. We had a ref bump. And then we had a bro kick to the face and another kick by Rusev. Rusev retains U.S. title points.
You know, Rusev?
Yes.
The battle for second continues?
Yes. So, this is an interesting episode of Monday Night Raw. It was different. It drug a lot, though.
It did... It just felt like some of it was really convoluted. I mean, it definitely had its high points. The Balor promo was really good. The Rollins promo was really good. The New Day stuff was good. There was a lot good to it, but at the same time, there was just a lot of drag. It's like they hit the Balor promo and the Club promo back to back. And it's like, why didn't you play those earlier?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we should mention Roman Spears Rusev to end Monday Night Raw.
Because, you know, putting Lana through a cake was not enough.
Nope. And it just reminds everyone, Roman Reigns, still main eventer.
Yep.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, it's a wreck.
It is. Tune in. We'll have lots of news, because there is plenty of news, notes, NXT, and maybe a discussion or two. It's the wreck. Thursday night, 10 p.m. right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, CBRadioLive.com, CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will return at 10 p.m. Eastern, previewing NXT and SummerSlam. We'll be right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Go to YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show for 21 days of SummerSlam moments.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitter.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, and right back here next Monday night as they go home to SummerSlam. We're here on the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways. On the Wild Talk Radio Network at WildTalkRadio.com. Another lot that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong. Come on. I'm coming home.